Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Courtney Thomas with your Queensland News Briefing. With the cost of living rising, the Queensland government's announced some discounts on public transport and energy bills. Anastasia Palaszczuk has taken to social media, promising her government will spend 10% more next financial year, a total of $6.8 billion, on a wide range of concessions to help Queenslanders with important services. This includes cheaper fare charges on public transport and $175 off household power bills. Meantime, the LNP is calling on the state government to be upfront about what funding is being delivered to fix the state's health crisis. It's as the latest state budget included a $24 billion spend on healthcare. Leader David Crisafulli reckons the budget included hollow health promises.
Barely half of the government's big spend even appears in the budget papers. So a situation where the government has put everything on healing the Queensland health crisis, on new capital projects, almost all of it is not going to be spent in this current forwards. So for the next 4 years, barely half the money will be spent.
A Central Queensland woman's been sentenced for using a false identity in elaborate stories to obtain more than $300,000 in age pension payments over about 24 years. Jennifer Von Gleick pleaded guilty on April 22 to one count each of defrauding the Commonwealth and obtaining financial advantage by deception. She was sentenced to 5 years prison with a non-parole period of 18 months and was ordered to make financial reparation to the Commonwealth of Australia in the sum of more than $200,000. And it seems the weather gods aren't on our side. A strong wind warning is current for the east and northeast Gulf of Carpentaria Peninsula, Cooktown, Cairns, Townsville and Mackay Coast, as well as the Sunshine and Gold Coast waters. Just briefly checking sport now, and in Origin, Queensland Maroons have arrived back in the sunny state. It's as New South Wales levelled the playing field with a 44-12 blue wash of our team in Perth last night. Listener.